It's an Anfield Wrap review show after Liverpool have won the League Cup. It's Dan Moore, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers all doing their own little shuffle in retrospective places.
I'm in no state to do a shuffle, mate. I'm trying to think of
Come on, I back you. I back you like Hendo backed Robbo on that penalty, Sean. We'll try and make sense of the game, which was a very, very good game of football a good one to be at in the stadium and also watch back. And seeing as Sean's a bit tender, Neil, I'll come to you first and start with the Thiago news. And the disruption is a conversation in itself, but the disruption when preparing for a side like Chelsea, and I would say probably across Europe, there's probably only three sides in which a disruption like that to your starting 11 with a player like that massively, massively impacts what you want to do, and especially with it being a cup final. But, you know, you come up against a side like that, the way in which they're set up, the manner in which they stagger players across the pitch, the intricacies around keeping the ball away from them in certain areas, and then you lose a player like Thiago Alcantara. And I guess what I'm asking is, do you think it's just a case of we put on the best sort of strapping for this wound that we can? We make sense of it within the half an hour or whatever we've got to work with. We keep the plan as it is and we go from there.
Broadly, yes. There's a couple of little things, though, in that I think we've seen anyway now, and Sean's referenced it in terms of what's gone on at Bayern since he's left. There are ways in which what Thiago is that he's such a special player that he's got unique sort of attributes or capabilities at times. So I don't think it's fair to just sort of expect anyway, and I don't think Liverpool would have done, that it's just sort of clicking and immediately get what you're going to get. And that's the first thing. I think the second thing as well is there is such a thing as general preparation, both a preparedness in your own mind, but also the warm-up and the way that's going to work for you and where you're up to. And I think that impacts Naby Keita a little bit prior to, say, the first sort of 15 minutes or so in the game. I think he's got to sort of deal with what it is that he's going to be coming up against. And then the next thing about this as well, from a Liverpool point of view, is effectively a player who has got a pretty solid case to describe himself as one of, if not the best, big game and general centre midfielder in Europe for the last 6 or 7 years is Keita's direct opposite number.